You get home from work and I meet you by the front door. I meet you as an equal, eye to eye. The door closes. You take my hands, pulling me close to you. You cup my chin in your hand and kiss me. You know how much I love kissing you, and you take your time with me. Your kisses start slow, soft. Your hands run down my arms until you catch my fingers in yours. Your thumb traces across the tattoo on my wrist, a familiar ritual that grounds me in this moment, a sign that you're going to use me. There are so few things I can control, but I can control this. Control what I give you. Control the power I let you have. There's power in surrender. And I want to surrender to you. It doesn't make me weak. I make so many decisions. I carry so many burdens, and it gets so heavy. And you let me set everything down. Outside, I'll take charge. I'll carry it all. But behind closed doors, I'm yours. You let me rest. I am smart and so capable, but sometimes I just don't want to think. You help me turn off my brain. Allow me to turn everything off so that all that remains is your good girl. All I want to do is make you happy. Take me. Use me. Show me that you need me. Please. Show me that you want me. Show me that you're just as desperate as I am, that the world is just as confusing to you, and this is how we find a little bit of clarity. There are so few things I can control, but I can control this. Control the power I let you have. Your thumb traces my wrist again, and I know this moment is my final opportunity. If I say our safe word, everything will stop, and we'll move on with our evening. But it don't. Already I can feel my shoulders relaxing, feel the tension ebbing from my body as we fall into our roles. The moment passes, and your kisses turn more forceful. I gasp as you bite my lip, and then your tongue invades my mouth. You wrap your fingers around my throat as you press your body against mine, pushing me against the wall. Your hand squeezes gently around my throat before you step back and look at me. You're going to do whatever you want to me. And I want you to. I need you to. You tell me to strip. My hands tremble slightly as I take off my clothes, removing layer after layer until I'm naked before you. You watch me as I neatly fold my clothes before returning to the wall. This time, we're not eye to eye. You're not my partner right now. You're my dom, my owner, and I am your obedient toy. My eyes are downcast, my hands clasped behind my back as I wait for your instruction. You tell me to turn around. Goosebumps of anticipation break out on my skin as I raise my hands above my head and press them to the wall. You leave. You make me wait. I know better than to move. You haven't said I can. You come back and set something down on our coffee table. And then you're back behind me, one hand fists in my hair, forcing my head back and exposing my neck to you. Your teeth sink into my shoulder, sharp enough that I know I'll be bruised tomorrow. The shock of pain focuses my mind, and the only thing that fills my senses is you. You tell me to stay still. You tell me to stay silent. Tell me to not make a sound unless you tell me to. Soft fingers trace down my back, fluttering kisses butterfly across my shoulders. Your hands settle on my outer thighs, and you pull my legs apart, reaching between my legs. You laugh and tell me I'm a needy little fucktoy as you see how wet I am for you. My body starts to tremble as you begin to trace slow, lazy circles around my clit. Your other hand starts to play with my breasts as you pepper my neck with kisses. You know I'm weak when you're soft, and you use it to your advantage. You slip two fingers inside me, and I bite my lip in a desperate endeavor to keep quiet. You whisper in my ear, telling me what a good, obedient girl I am for you. You pinch and pull my nipples as you tell me to fuck myself on your fingers, and my hips move in slow, torturous motions as I fight to stay silent. You drop your other hand to my hips as you tell me to play with my nipples for you. My breath is labored, my hands on my breasts as your fingers start to speed up. You're hitting that perfect spot with every thrust, and you know it. Every second is beautiful torture as I use all my willpower to stay silent. You're whispering in my ears, telling me all the things you're going to do to me, all the ways you're going to use me. You tell me to play with my clit, and I know I've lost. Your other hand wraps back around my throat as you tell me to come for you. I can't help myself. A moan escapes my lips as I come around your fingers. And you laugh darkly. We both knew I'd fail. You wanted me to fail. You don't give me a second to recover. You spin me around and tell me it's time to be punished. You pull my hands above my head. You slap me lightly across the face and make me say thank you. You tell me to open my mouth, and you hold my gaze as you fuck my mouth with your fingers, making me taste myself. Such a good girl, aren't you, baby? You say. Such a good little slut cleaning the mess you made. You go over to the coffee table and come back with a vibrator and a pair of nipple clamps. You push me back against the wall and laugh as you kiss down my neck. Your tongue swirls around my nipple, teasing and nipping before you bite me. You tell me to say thank you, so you fasten each clamp in place. Your fingers toy lazily with my clit again before you slide the vibrator inside me. You push me to my knees and tell me to spread my legs. You take your belt off and wrap it around my wrists, securing them behind my back. You make me stick out my tongue and tell me I look like the perfect cock-sucking slut. You reach down to pull on the clamps and turn the vibrator on. It's not enough to make me come, but it's enough to make me suffer. You make me wait again. You want me loud now, and laugh each time I moan when the vibrator sends shockwaves through me. You make me stay on my knees with my tongue out as you start to stroke your cock. And you make me beg you to come on my face before telling me I don't deserve it. You make me beg for your cock in my mouth and laugh as you stroke it just out of my reach. My pussy is aching. My breasts are aching. My whole body is aching as I am lost in a sea of sensation. You wrap your hand in my hair and tease your cock against my tongue. You give me no warning before you push your cock deep down my throat and start to fuck my face. Your hands are brutal as you direct my mouth, forcing me down. Tears spring into my eyes as you rest your cock in my throat. You tell me I'm a pretty little whore as I gag. The pressure builds between my legs as the vibrator continues its sweet, sweet torture. My breasts heave every time you thrust into my mouth, sending pain shooting through my nipples. And I moan around your cock, and you tell me you love the pretty sounds I make. You free my hands from your belt before you, and tell me you want me to watch you step back and look at the mess you've made of me. You start to stroke your cock again as you tell me to make myself come. And I'm naked on the floor beneath you, my legs spread, my whole body trembling. I turn the vibrator up and start to play with myself, tentatively at first, almost shyly. And you say, "Eyes on me," every time I try to look away from you. It feels like it takes no time at all before I'm moaning out your name as I come around the toy, and I collapse back against the wall, dazed, cum drunk. And you tell me I'm a good girl as you pull me to my feet. You pull the vibrator out of me. You take the nipple clamps off me and soothe my aching breasts. You kiss my forehead. For a moment, I think we're done, and I'm proven wrong as you lead me into the sitting room. My legs are still shaking as you bend me over the couch, and you stand behind me, and I can feel your cock throbbing against my thighs. I gasp as you start to tease me, rubbing your cock up and down my lips, hitting lightly off my clit. You fuck me slow and hard and deep, your hands gripped into my hips. You make me beg to come, and I am so desperate I don't even know what I'm saying. You laugh every time you say no, telling me that you own every inch of my body and that good whores don't come until their owners do. You call me all the names we love. Your fuck toy, your good girl, your property, your whore, your filthy little cum slut. All I hear is that I'm yours. And my entire body is shaking as you count us down. The only coherent word that escapes my lips is, "Please." You tell me that you own me as you come inside me, and you do. You own me. You own me. You own me. But I own you too. And we own these moments that we steal. These moments that make an incomprehensible world make sense. You pull me down onto the couch, rearranging us, so I'm nestled into your chest as we catch our breath. For now, I'm at peace. For now, nothing is heavy. There are so few things we can control, but we can control this.